Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for, and let's take our next step in our journey through the Old Testament. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, we are warned about the threefold disordered desire of lust and greed and pride. These are the big three temptations of sex, money, and power. St. John of the Cross, the great spiritual master, counsels that if you don't get a handle on these, they will give rise to all the other self-destructive vices like vanity, envy, sloth, anger, gluttony, and so on. And they will destroy your life. And nothing shows that more clearly than the tragic story of Solomon. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. We read the story of Solomon in the first book of Kings, and it's tragic, especially since it starts out so good. God promises David that he, God, would be a father to Solomon. And when Solomon first became king, God gave him extravagant gifts, great wisdom, political security, health and prosperity. But God also tells Solomon that he must keep three rules. First, do not multiply wives. This would help the king resist lust. Second, do not multiply silver and gold. This would help the king resist greed. Third, the king must not multiply horses. In the ancient world, horses were one of the most powerful offensive military weapons, and this rule would help him resist pride and the lust for power and control. Pretty simple. Don't multiply wives, wealth, or horses. Don't indulge in lust, greed, or pride. Unfortunately, Solomon did just the opposite. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. In the first book of Kings, we read that Solomon grossly multiplied wives, money, and military power to an astonishing degree. He acquired 700 wives and 300 concubines. He built such a large offensive military force that he had to build new cities just to house his horses, men, and weapons. And this enabled him to personally receive an annual income of $3.5 billion a year in today's money. So instead of being careful to follow God's rules for happiness and the success of his kingdom, Solomon threw himself headlong into the disordered pursuit of sex, greed, and a lust for power. And what do you think was the result? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. The first effect of Solomon's indulgence is estrangement from God. You can't be close to God if you're just completely lost in vice. Solomon's 700 foreign wives lead him to worship their pagan gods, and he builds places of worship for idols like Moloch, who required child sacrifice. That's just how far Solomon has fallen away from God. Lust, greed, and the hunger for power alienated and embittered the leaders of Israel's tribes, estranging them from Solomon and setting in motion the division and civil war that would tear the kingdom apart. Solomon's vice makes himself and everyone around him miserable. One of the books of the Bible that's attributed to Solomon is the book of Ecclesiastes. And in the first two chapters, Solomon talks about how he indulged himself in every kind of pleasure, saying, "Nothing that my eyes desired did I deny them, nor did I deprive myself of any pleasure." But soon enough, he finds his mind and his senses are dulled, and he became incapable of enjoying any of it. And he said, "Therefore, I hated my life." And we all know this is true. Giving in to vice and overindulgence, it ruins happiness. immorality makes it impossible to enjoy even the good things God offers. This is why the Lord gives us His moral law, so that we don't end up hating our own life. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. Solomon didn't fall because he lacked education or information. He was the wisest man on earth. He fell because he indulged his vices and did not uproot them and conquer them with virtue. The Holy Spirit gives us the tragic story of Solomon so we can learn and not repeat his self-destruction. The great spiritual masters say every person is enslaved by two or three deadly sins: pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, or lust. So we should ask the Holy Spirit to show us which ones have us in their grip. But let me suggest two ways to identify yours. First, what disturbs your peace? What irritates you? What makes you anxious? What offends you? What leaves you restless? John the Cross would say, where peace is lost, attachment to vice is exposed. So if correction disturbs you, it's pride. If someone else's success disturbs you, it's envy. If a lack of recognition disturbs you, then it's vanity. If giving up entertainment, news, sports, or YouTube disturbs you, it's sloth. If loss of comfort or power or control disturbs you, then it's gluttony or greed. If being denied sexual gratification disturbs your peace, then it's lust. See, peace is the canary in the coal mine. And the second way to identify your deadly sins is this. do a brief examination of conscience every day for a week or so. Ask yourself, what did I think, say, or do that was wrong? And when did I fail to do what was right? But then ask, why did I do that? What was the disordered desire that drove it? Pride, vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, or lust? It only takes a few days to begin to see a pattern. Our bad habits, the roots of our sins. And once you've identified them, take them to confession as fast as you can, because only Jesus has the power to heal you. But then you must participate in your rescue. That means practicing the opposite virtues that will conquer those deadly vices. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what catches your attention about from that meditation, Teresa?
I was thinking about intemperance. Just, I think it's true of everything, that nothing is as good as the first hit, even in the simplest things. I always think when I open a bag of potato chips or something, the first chip tastes so incredible, but by the end of it, you're just sick of it.
Yes.
But you couldn't stop. And I think really the way to enjoy everything to its maximum is to, as my brother always says, leave the party while you're still having fun.
Yeah.
So have a couple, really enjoy every bite, stop. And that's so true of everything. I think of it with TV. If I watched, like, I miss the enjoyment of watching an episode of something every week And the entire episode is so incredible, and you're really aware of everything, and you're savoring every moment because you know it will end, because you know it's finite. It's kind of supply and demand. There's this really high demand when there's very limited supply. You're really focused on the present because you know it won't be in the future. So it's like when you see a friend once a year and it's incredible, but if you saw the same person every day, you'd get really sick and tired of them.
Well,
but I'm not saying we should see people less because of that.
We won't apply that to marriage and family.
No, but I'm saying that there is something of being in the present with people, and even when you're with people, to know that you don't have them forever, no matter who they are, that the next moment will be different. Your kids will get older, so we must appreciate who they are, as troublesome as they might be right now.
Yeah.
Because that's only right now. And being taking temperance to its absolute extreme, that it's a real, really great practice of being in the present. Because otherwise, you're just stuffing your face on something to the point of losing enjoyment.
Yeah, this is such a good point, that overindulgence ruins enjoyment of the thing you're indulging in.
Yeah.
So,
and everything else.
And everything else. And it ruins you.
You keep trying to add one thing to a scale and it's perfectly balanced, but then you keep adding things and things and things and then trying to balance it out with something else.
Yeah.
And you'll never find any balance.
Yeah. I love this motto, leave the party before it's done.
Not before it's done, because that's, maybe the party ends when you leave, but leave the party while you're still having fun.
Oh, leave the party while you're still having fun.
I have such FOMO that I'm always like, I have to wait until things get dull and boring, and then the moments stretch on, and I live my life with a lot of awkward goodbyes, because you know that you didn't say goodbye at the right time. You waited way too long and you stretched it on. But there's something really lovely about living your life. Oh, everything is still going really great. I know I'll be missing out maybe on a moment or two if I leave.
Yeah.
But there will be more moments. Continue to live in the present. Don't wait for everything to sour before you leave. Don't stop eating the chips when they start tasting disgusting to you.
Yeah. Yeah. What a great image of temperance, of curbing our overindulgence. Yeah.
Even spending so much time with people that I personally end up staying up way too late, and then I'm exhausted and tired just to scrape the bottom of conversation as much as I can, instead of saying, I want to see you again, but I have to go to bed now. I'll see you soon.
And
saving it.
Ultimately, this curbing our overindulgence, stopping early in the pursuit of any good thing, whether it's any good thing, if we curb that, stop pursuing it, and then say, Jesus, I'm going to stop pursuing this now, because what I really want is you. Then we begin to order everything and all the desires in our life toward God.
Yeah. And you know when to stop something if you can no longer see Christ in it.
Yeah. You know, I'll share with everyone an experience that I've had that there's nothing that I like better than when I'm with friends, to have a nice drink with them. Let's say you go out for a meal and a nice wine pairs really well with a meal, or like Indian food, beer goes really well with Indian food, or just a drink with friends in some celebration. But I've been blessed or cursed that if I have one drink of alcohol, it totally destroys my sleep. And then it makes it so hard the next morning to pray. So being able to say, you know what, I'm not going to have this drink
because my little sacrifice.
I want God even more.
Yeah.
Then everything starts, This way we start to order.
It's the same when at the end of the night with friends, we want to get every moment of conversation in, and we want to catch up more, discuss more of this or that. But there's a beautiful sacrifice and prioritization to say, let's stop and let's pray the rosary together.
Exactly.
It's been a long time since I've done that with my friends while we're in the middle of catching up because we see each other less and less.
Yeah.
But it's something we did all the time in college. That was a great way to end the night. It was a great way to say it's closing time, but it's also, it's a really great sacrifice to say, I really want to be with all of these people, but it is even more important that we're all spending time in prayer with God.
Yeah. If we, what's your phrase? Leave the party while you're still having fun.
Mm-hmm.
If we curb our appetites for all these things, and then every time we stop short, we say, Lord, I'm doing this because what I really want is you. Thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.